There's nothing quiet about Nick Hunt's place. It's like dozens of species are trying to outdo each other. The music of these beautiful birds is just one of the reasons Nick has spent decades revegetating the family farm. But it's not just about trying to replace those big old red gums his great-grandfather tried so hard to clear for precious grazing area. Nick is part of a fairly new agroforestry movement, where farmers are planting things like blue gums and pine to make a profit out of the same trees that also provide shelter for their stock, biodiversity and habitat for stunning creatures.
These are Tassie blue gums, or Eucalyptus globulus. We harvested 90% of them and left the best 10% for timber, the ones that were nice and straight and didn't have any beetle damage or, You can see the stumps where the remainder have been harvested, and I've killed those stumps to have the pasture grow, but enjoy the shelter and the aesthetic value of the best blue gums that are left.
Will you harvest these later for timber?
Probably. When there's a market, I'll gradually thin them. At the moment, probably veneer for China is the most appealing, I gather, but we'll find out in due course.
Nick and his family have planted 7.2 kilometres of shelter belts and corridors, 8 hectares of biodiversity plantings and 18.6 hectares of woodlots, as well as fencing off 15 hectares of remnant vegetation. That all adds up to about 15% of the property.
I'm sure that I can carry a similar number of cattle because of the shelter that not only the stock get, but also the pasture. Keeping the prevailing winds up off ground level is helping pasture growth as well as livestock. So it's difficult to really quantify, and a lot more depends on rainfall and seasonal conditions, but it creates a nicer place to be. That's the main thing.
Where do you think the region sits now in terms of regeneration and looking at a more holistic view of farming?
Every farm is different, let alone every region. The global financial recession, I guess, put a negative impact on tree growing, particularly with the blue gum industry looking very sick a few years ago, but that industry is recovering fairly rapidly, we hear now. So hopefully the whole tree planting ethic will also be revived, and people appreciate that we need, in many cases, more trees in our landscape.
For Nick, beef and lambs still bring the income. But not too far away at Port Macdonald, Peter Feast has taken the trees even further.
Used to be a sheep beef farm, and now it's more trees and revegetation. So we run a native nursery and sell local indigenous natives to farmers and whoever, and do contract direct seeding.
Let's just establish straight away for the farmers that are listening, are you a greenie that's just into your trees, or are you still making quite a bit of dosh out of this?
The trees on the farm, initially it was amenity plantings. You know, like most farmers, I started planting trees around the house to protect the house, to grow a fruit orchard, you know, grow a veggie garden, all that sort of thing. And then we progressed out into the paddock with windbreaks. But 20-odd years ago, I could see benefits of having some forestry on the farm as far as economic diversity. We went through the 1990 sheep crash. They were shooting sheep all around Australia, and the live boats stopped running. And so at that stage, we increased our revegetation business, nursery business, and thought about some farm forestry as well. And I'm glad I did. So 20 years on, we got some nice little blocks of forestry, nice corridors.
But how do you fit in as, you know, this little farmer amongst these huge multinational companies? How do you sell your pine or your blue gum?
Oh, it's a little bit more difficult because it comes down to economies of scale, but we've already had one pine thinning done a couple of years ago, which was quite okay. The same as the blue gums, we've had a blue gum harvest. You've got the blue gum contractors here as well, so that from that point of view, it's quite easy. Where it'll be a little bit more difficult is some of the speciality timbers, and we have like cypress, spotted gum, which are growing quite well, but there's no actual log market for those, so that's where we'd probably have to mill them up ourselves, and then you can actually value add and sell some finished product. Bit of a retirement project to start to get a sawmill and mill some of these things up. And I like to think we've taken care of some of the superannuation scheme as well. You go back and do the calculations on how many sheep or lambs we would have produced off that paddock. The forestry side of it was ahead of the grazing side of it.